fact that you actually learn a lot of good stuff from that book. And I learned a lot of stuff. I learned and boned up on things I already knew. And passed extra with flying colors, I tell you. Only got one wrong, if I may be so bold to post WBTGXM.
Congratulations, Rich. Glad to hear that. And you worked hard for it. So you deserve it. So that's great how that works out. That's another thing that people argue back and forth about. There are people who actually really ask me if they should read Part 97 of the FCC rules before the exam, so that they know the regulations properly. And I don't know. I have a more of a concept of that the exam is a speed bump. If you're able to move the speed bump and get over it with just memorization, if you're really interested and motivated to learn about the subject, you'll learn about the subject. I mean, it's really ultimately dependent upon you as an individual. I didn't really take the academic approach for the exam. I took an iPad, and I think it was AA6PW, had all three of the test exams available, and you could just run through them and find the score and run through them, find the score, and I did it over and over again until I was sick and tired of seeing it. And then I walked in, and it was sometimes with a third word I knew what the answer was, just having seen it before. And, you could say that, gee, that doesn't really provide you any kind of understanding to go into the hobby, but, yeah, I think I made up for it later on.
Very good. You wind up really knowing the subject, and that's what it's all about.
I think it's because I wanted to learn the subject. I kind of got thrown into the deep part of the pool. I had my license. The only hams I had ever met before that, at that point, were the people at the VE exam. Otherwise, I didn't know anyone. I hadn't yet joined any organization. And I had no one to really ask any questions. So I basically just hit the books and figured it out myself. Then I discovered the technical net and listened to Dick and to John and to Paul and all the other smart people out there. And I learned from them, and I learned from books, and I learned from websites.
Oh, very, very good. A lot of it is just, I just continue to read things now because I'm so interested in the subject matter. It's not like just memorized everything and that was it. The learning continues because you're so interested in it and you just keep on learning more and more, and that's what it's all about.
AC2GS. I agree with you entirely. It's to me, it's part of a hobby. Different people take different things out of the hobby, and that's fine. If it floats your boat, then no power to you. For some people, it's playing tag and putting up wallpaper, and that's fine. I like discoursing with other people. I like exchanging ideas, opinions, concepts, and I like to learn something new every day if possible. And so I'm always reading on the subject. You know, I have a subscription to QST, to QEX, to CQ, to RADCOM, the Radio Society of Great Britain. And I love to read that stuff still. And, you know, I learn something new every time I read an article for the most part.
In the most recent issue of QEX, I hear that there are articles about new types of wire antennas. Is that true? WB2GXM.
I actually haven't gotten to the last one, so I'm a little bit behind on my magazines. I've sort of shifted from magazines to books in the last month or two. So I don't really recall that much on wire antennas. I mean, they regularly rotate through a bunch of things. Sometimes QEX can be excessively esoteric. Occasionally, someone's very, very narrow interest kind of generates a very large article where I'm starting to get the idea that the editor, I use the name Kai, needs to fill space, and so he fills it with that stuff. But, you know, sometimes there was an excellent QEX article a couple years ago about radials, and the guy went to the trouble of the number and the length of radials and drafting it and presenting it all in a rather massive article on QEX.
Very good, Roy. Well, I'll be on the lookout for that. Hopefully I can get the one issue from ARRL. AC2GS, this is WB2GXM.
I don't know what their policy is about individual issues. I know there are a lot of places out there that, you know, are more than happy to sell old editions that they have sitting on a shelf. I'm not quite sure if that's what goes on in the ARRL these days. I think they try and push more the CD-ROM still, which seems kind of cute. It's very, 10, 15, 20 years ago type of technology.
WHCDL.
Yes, Andy.
Let me know when you're done. I want to call you on the phone if you want me to do that.
Well, I'll be clear for the night. I appreciate the uptick and the upswing in positive thoughts at the end of the night, and I think I will end it there. Andy, it's good to hear your voice. When this is all over, we got to get back together for coffee. WA2CDL, AC2GS, this is WB2GXM, clear.
Yeah, we will. When this is over. Okay, thanks. Go ahead, Lloyd.
Okay, well, good evening, Rich, again. We'll get through this, you'll see. To Frank out there on EchoLink, thanks for the conversation. And I'm sure we'll do it again. Kings County Radio Club than I will ever have. Having been a member much longer than I was. I'm the secretary there. Chief bottle washer, and I run a TechNet there as well. But thanks for participating. Thanks for the conversation. And this is AC2GS, and I'll be clear.
Can I call you?
You can call me.
Hi, WHCDL. Turn 3, Roy, WB2BXL.
Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. The time is 12:04 a.m. 73, and good night from the W2VL repeater. The time is 12:04 a.m. 73, and good night from the W2VL repeater. That tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. That tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. That tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. That tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. That tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. This is the W2VL repeater. Good morning. The time is 5:00 a.m. That tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater. That tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater. Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.